In the end, it was his anger he listened to. He couldn't afford to open himself up to her or anyone else. He'd been hurt enough in the past. The last thing he wanted was to bring any more pain into his life. He was through being used and through being manipulated. This won't give you any hold over me.
I don't expect it to.
Then what are you hoping for by sleeping with me?
Nothing, Sin. Her gaze was so sincere and guileless, it actually sent a wave of guilt through him that he'd been so suspicious of her. Nothing more than a few moments of pleasure. I don't want anything else from you. Promise.
She made a small X over her heart. He shook his head. It couldn't be this simple. It couldn't. I find that hard to believe. Nothing comes free in this world, ever.
Then get up and get dressed. She looked to the right. There's the door. I'm sure you know how to use it. It's a really simple process. You put one foot in front of the other, turn the knob, and keep going.
He should do that. It was what he intended. But as she laid her hand against his cheek, he was lost by the tenderness. He just wanted to be held. Damn him for it. He was so tired of being alone, of coming home to an empty room where he tended his wounds and lived for no other reason than to fight. He didn't even know why he fought anymore. Why should he care about a world that couldn't care less about him? But when he looked at her, he saw things he hadn't seen in a long time. Compassion, humor, beauty. And that was one thing that was lethal more times than it wasn't. His emotions were churning as she rolled him onto his back and laid her body against his. His senses reeled as she teased his jaw with her tongue and teeth. Her hair slid against his skin, tickling him. But it was the warmth of her body that seared him most. He was lost to her for now, lost to her touch and her comfort. With her holding him like this, he couldn't have gotten up if the room was on fire. Kat had seen thousands of beautiful naked male bodies in her lifetime, flawless and perfect. They had come and gone. None of them could compare to the scarred beauty of Sin's. His body told the story of a man with no one there to keep him safe. In that aspect, he reminded her of her father. But Sin was nothing like Acheron. There was a spiritual coldness to Sin. He was a man who'd been wounded so many times that he no longer believed in goodness. He couldn't even accept her kindness. What a frigid place to live. And all she wanted to do was warm him. To let him know that not everyone meant him harm. Some people could be trusted. Not everyone was out to hurt other people. There was still goodness and decency to be found. But she wasn't sure he would ever believe that. He most definitely wouldn't if he ever learned the truth about the night Artemis had taken his godhood. No, the night she had taken it and given his powers to her mother. It had been so wrong, but she'd done it trying to protect her mother. She could kill herself for her stupidity. Back then, she'd believed everything her mother had told her. She was such a fool. If only she could go back and change it. Unfortunately, she couldn't. All she could do was try to comfort him now, to be here when he needed help in his fight. And that, she would. Sin watched her with hooded eyes as she slid herself down his body, exploring every part of it. Now he recognized the innocence in her hesitant touch, the curiosity. And when she got to the center of his body, she paused. Holding his breath, he watched as she combed the soft tangle of curls with her nails while she studied him intently. It was painful to have her look and not touch him, especially given how hard he was. Her gaze met his. One corner of her mouth lifted in a tender smile before she touched him. Groaning in satisfaction, he arched his back. Her fingers probed the length of his cock from his sack to the tip, and all the while, she watched him, writhing in pleasure.
Her smile widened before she dipped her head down to replace her fingers with her mouth.